This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani scheduled to appear before Kathmandu District Court today. Department of Drug Administration warns against sale and distribution of banned medicines. And at least 10 people confirmed dead in Los Angeles wildfires. Now the news in detail. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhani, is appearing before the District Court, Kathmandu, today. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President was released in bail yesterday after he deposited the bail amount of Rs. 6.5 million in Kaski after Kaski District Court ordered his release in bail. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President was arrested over the case relating to embezzlement of fund from a local Surya Darshan Cooperative Saving and Cooperatives, Pokhara. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President is facing a similar case of misappropriation of fund in a cooperative in Kathmandu. That is why Lamichhani will appear before District Court Kathmandu today. Six people, including Lamichhani, were released in bail in the same case. The hearing whether to continue remand for investigation lasted for 10 days. The government has decided to extend the tenure of four Deputy Inspector Generals, DIGs, of the Armed Police Force by 1 year. The decision, which was made during a Council of Ministers meeting on Tuesday, was announced at a press briefing today by government spokesperson and Minister of Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung. The four DIGs whose terms have been extended are Kamal Giri, Ganesh Bahadur Thala Magar, Kul Bahadur Nemwang, and Sambhu Subedi. Their tenure has been extended from midnight on Tuesday. In addition, the Cabinet approved the agenda for discussion at the Nepal-India Intergovernmental Subcommittee, IGSC, meeting in Kathmandu, scheduled for today and tomorrow. A negotiation team led by the Secretary of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies will participate in the talks. The Cabinet also granted approval for State Minister for Forest and Environment, Rupa Biswakarma, to attend a climate change event in Rome, Italy. The Department of Drug Administration has issued a public warning against the sale and distribution of banned medicines after reports of such practices were identified. The action follows a directive from the Ministry for Health and Population, Pradeep Podil, to tighten monitoring and enforcement of regulations regarding the sale of such medicines. In a public notice, the department stressed concern over the sales of unregistered medicine, pharmaceutical mixtures prescribed without proper medical guidance, nutraceuticals, and even beauty products mixed with drugs. Complaints regarding these practices have been received, prompting the department to take action. During regular inspection, it was found that unregistered and banned medicines prescribed by doctors were negatively impacting public health. As a result, the department has warned both medical practitioners and pharmaceutical companies to stop recommending and selling such products. The department emphasized that any violation of this notice will result in the confiscation of goods and legal action under the Drug Act 1978. Despite previous warnings, some continue to sell banned vitamin and medicines, leading the department to take a firm stand and ensure enforcement through judicial orders. Spokesperson Prakash Budatogi added that complaints had also been received about doctors prescribing excessive doses of vitamins and other drugs. Karpunath Rural Municipality of Humla has faced a shortage of medicine. All health facilities in the local level are facing medical shortage for a month. Even the medicines that people deserve free of cost are not available. There are four health posts, a community hospital, a basic health center, and six basic health units in the rural municipality. Anyone visiting these health facilities are returned empty-handed. Health coordinator at the local level, Hari Bhakta Shahi, informed that tender notice was not issued on time to purchase essential medicines, which resulted into scarcity. Even the basic medicines like Cetamol and those for patients of common cold and asthma were not in stock. According to Health Coordinator Shahi, the last purchase of Rs. 500,000 was made before Dasai Festival. Officiating Chief Administrative Officer at Rural Municipality, Vishnu Bahadur Shahi, however, informed that next consignment of medicine would arrive by this January. For lack of medicine, the people are forced to travel to the district hospital, Simcoat. Member Secretary of the National Sports Council, Tanka Lal Ghising, has said preparation for the 10th National Games are underway with top priority. In course of on-site visit of Karnali Province Stadium, Ghising shared that preparation for the 10th National Games are underway as per the 118th meeting of the Council. The 10th National Game is scheduled in Surkhet from 5th of April. Member Secretary Ghising said that out of 36 games included in the National Games, 24 would be organized in Karnali Province. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said it is essential to regulate social networks problem. Minister Gurung shared that preparation were on to bring a related bill to regulate social networks problem. Likewise, Minister Gurung said that government is committed to creating employment opportunities for youth in addition to development of education, health, drinking water, physical infrastructure and communication. Minister Gurung made it clear that two big parties came together for the present coalition to ensure good governance and political stability. People in Mahotari district have been badly affected by the cold wave that has continued for 5 days in the district. The decreasing temperature has taken a toll on people's movement. According to Birinder Sharma from Jaleshwar 7, even the livestock and crops are negatively impacted with declined temperature coupled with cold wave, fog and cloud. The decline in temperature has affected the children, elderly ones and women in postpartum severely. Now on to an international news update. Amnesty International has criticized the U.S. House of Representatives for voting to impose sanctions on International Criminal Court officials over the decision to issue war crimes arrest warrants for Israeli leaders. Meanwhile, according to Al Jazeera, Israeli forces have been killed around 490 Palestinians in the first 9 days of 2025. The situation in Gaza remains dire with at least 22 Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks since Thursday morning. In the West Bank, Palestinian Authority security forces reported the arrest of 247 resistance fighters labeled as outlaws in Jenin refugee camp. Since 7th of October 2023, Israel's military action in Gaza have resulted in the death of about at least 46,000 people. Wildfires in Los Angeles have claimed at least 10 lives, with more high wind expected to intensify the fire. According to the BBC, the city's medical examiner confirmed the death toll on Thursday evening, which was double the number reported earlier. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna warned that the toll could rise as many affected areas remain inaccessible. A man has been arrested on suspicion of starting out one fire that broke out on the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties on Thursday. Investigators are also looking into a fire in the Palisade, which has destroyed over 5,300 structures. The Eaton fire has damaged 4,000 to 5,000 structures. A curfew is planned after police arrested 20 people for looting. Crews are facing a water shortage as they continue battling the fire. Lebanon's parliament has elected Army Chief Joseph Aoun as president, ending a two-year power vacuum. Army Chief Joseph's candidacy, supported by key political parties and countries like the US, France and Saudi Arabia, secured broad backing. His election follows the withdrawal of a rival candidate backed by Hezbollah, the Shia political party supported by Iran, who endorsed Army Chief Joseph on Wednesday. Army Chief Joseph's election comes 6 weeks after Lebanon and Israel agreed to a ceasefire ending a war involving Hezbollah. While the Lebanese army under Army Chief Joseph's leadership since 2017 did not participate in the conflict, it plays a vital role in the ceasefire. The army is tasked with deploying in southern Lebanon and ensuring Hezbollah disarms by 26th of January as Israeli forces pull out. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced that a meeting is being arranged between him and Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to the BBC, the U.S. President-elect Trump did not provide a timeline for when the meeting would occur. Speaking at his resort in Florida, U.S. President-elect Trump pledged to work toward ending the war in Ukraine soon after taking office on 20th of January. Trump also expressed doubt about U.S. military and financial support for Kyiv in its ongoing conflict with Russia. Now to a general weather forecast for the country today. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in some places of the provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane is scheduled to appear before Kathmandu District Court today. Department of Drug Administration warns against sale and distribution of banned medicine, issuing a public notice. And at least 10 people confirmed dead in Los Angeles wildfire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For latest news updates and program, visit our official website at RadioNepalOnline.com. Thank you for tuning in and have a good day.